Hello?
I'm so sorry. Sylvia?
Yes.
Hey, Danny here at Local Splash.
I didn't know why I didn't think about that. I'm going to pay you with mine, and he can give me the money later.
Oh, no problem. Absolutely.
He's really busy. He said he hasn't even left the job site yet.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Let me go ahead and apply here. I'm going to go ahead and open up the crowd. Awesome. Okay. And then, so the name on there is the V. I'm sorry?
It's good. Y'all won't take the money out unless I call and give the payment, correct? It's not going to be like auto pay?
Oh, good question. Yeah, it is auto pay. So it is a fully automatic. Yeah, every 28th. But it's fully cancelable at any time. So 3 days before.
So
yeah, you
can I'll call you before the payment's due, so I can give you another credit card.
Yeah,
I mean, a debit card, because this is my personal one.
Sure. And you could also, you have access to that also through the dashboard. So if you want to update the billing information through the tracking and reporting system, you could just log in and update the card information through there as well. So absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome. And the name on the card, is it your name or the name of the
business? Yes, it's Sylvia Guerra.
Sylvia Guerra. Okay. And card number, whenever you're ready, Sylvia,
yes,
I'll repeat
it
back to you.
It's 5118 9700 1855 6631.
Got it. 6631, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Expression date, month and year?
524.
And the security code on the back of the card?
286.
286. Perfect. And the billing address for the card?
It's 206 Beckleywood.
Got it. South Beckley, is it Avenue or Dallas?
It's Boulevard. It's Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Goodness, I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to
update it. I didn't even know it had South on there. It should just be 206 Beckleywood, Dallas, Texas, 75224.
Got it. 75224. Okay. Awesome. Let me go ahead and submit that now, and I'm going to update that. Also, anything online that kind of has that information that's incorrect, we'll update it, make sure everything is consistent with your Google campaign. And absolutely, we'll get that all squared away for you. So 206 Beckley Woods Drive, Dallas, Texas. Very nice.
No, Boulevard.
Boulevard, excuse me. Fix that. I'm not sure why. Every time I submit it, it keeps putting up as Drive. Did they change the street name recently or not yet?
No.
Okay, I don't know why it does that. Okay, let me go and submit it manually. Awesome. And then I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance right now so they can process the payment within about 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, while we're still on the phone, you'll get a welcome text and also a welcome email. And we're actually going to review and open it up together. So kind of let you view the terms, everything included, every single service we're bundling in with the 249. And then you can
Do we have to do that right now?
I think we do here.
I know you
want to
go home.
Yeah, I do. And let me go ahead and read off the voice verification, and then we'll schedule out the client interview.
Okay.
So this part is just 90 seconds to read. It just outlines everything included in the updated pricing, and we'll go ahead and get you on your way. Absolutely. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's just an added protection for you.
Okay.
So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Riveros Remodeling.
Very nice. Thank you so much. It says, please state your name and title within the business.
Sylvia Viveros, Assistant Manager.
Thank you, Sylvia. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Right. Thank you. And if we leave your voicemail or an email, just get back to us as soon as you can. We just want to update you about the listing. Awesome. And then last part is for your, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So, yeah, basically, if anybody calls you and they offer something similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us. Okay, Sylvia?
Awesome. We're not going to deal with nobody. I deal with one person at a time.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
We don't want to duplicate or hurt your listing either.
No. I mean, there's no need. You know, if you're not doing what you say that you're going to do, I just say, you know what, forget it, and then I go on. But
sure.
I think
it's
going to work out.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a long-term marketing campaign. Absolutely. And then last part here says, for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, December 28, 2022, and the discounted amount of just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 28th, and the same discounted amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I have a question. Can we change the billing date to the 3rd? Only because I want to get, how do you say, I have everything on that day.
Sure. Yeah, I can do that for you. Let me do
that
now.
Yes, I'd rather have it on the 3rd because that way, you know, if for some reason he doesn't have it, I'll have it, you know,
sure.
I just want to be able to help him out, you know.
Oh, yeah, I kind of have it like a backup. No, that's totally fine. I can do that. I'll make the adjustments. I'll send out the request to my director to apply it now. So we'll just process it today on the 28th, but every month moving forward, it'll be on the 3rd. They will process it for you guys. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard. I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. I mean, there's no question about it. And next thing here is just pleasure laying out the client interview. I know we're kind of getting short on time here. And this is where they kind of finish up the photos, the keywords. We're also going to include a website and the tracking number so you have your own business line displayed. And as far as the availability and their open slots, it looks like I do have a spot open. Just want to verify with you guys or your time. But it looks like I do have one tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. Would that work for you?
Uh-huh. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah.
The 29th?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we also have later afternoon times if you kind of want to be there with you know, your business partner, whatever you prefer. Mm-hmm. We do have, I believe, 4 o'clock in the afternoon available. Also, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if those work a
little
better.
What's the latest that you have tomorrow? I'd like for him to be, because tomorrow, you said the guy that's going to do the website is going to call me, right?
100%. Yeah, they'll call you. It'll be actually me and the technician. I'm just going to introduce you to the specialist. He also speaks Spanish as well. And,
What's the latest? Is your, at 4?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Okay, then do it at 4.
Okay, I'll put you in between four and five. Yeah, and they're really nice, really smart. Of course, we don't expect you guys to know about analytics and keywords and algorithms.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to make sure that everything is correct. And
I mean, I'm straight English.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
It won't be like IT words, you know? So, yeah, it'll be normal. And it'll make it simple for you. So, awesome. Okay. And just to make sure, because it might be saying that I have something incorrect. It might be with the spelling of their name or with the card, what it reads. It might have like an initial. Is there like a middle initial between Sylvia and Guerra on the card or no?
No, it's just like Sylvia and Guerra. What does it tell you?
Awesome. It's saying here, let me just verify here. It's showing up as, so it's saying, let me just double check here. Yeah, it's saying to double check the information on the card card name or also address to make sure it's correct because there's something invalid. So I'm like, what the?
I wonder if they, because I had the address changed when I moved over here because it was a different address.
Oh, good.
And I just
had
that
might be
Do you want to try the old
address? Transaction? Yeah, I can try the old address. What's the old address?
Okay. 1224 South Brighton.
1224 South Brighton.
Dallas, Texas,
75208. Got it. Let me go ahead and type this in. So 1224 South Brighton, Dallas, and that's 75208. Let me go ahead and resubmit that. So that might be, you know, something that, so that's 1224. Okay, awesome. Let me go ahead and type that in now. And, give me about 10 seconds. I just want to make sure everything is squared away and you get your invoice and, get that all set up for you guys for tomorrow at 4. And, perfect. And then usually we block out an hour window, but, it usually takes about 15, 35 minutes at the max, you know, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time, but it is a pretty important phone call just to get the programming done. So let me go ahead and submit it here now. Give me about 5 seconds. Just want to make sure it's correct in the billing. Yeah, it's still showing up as that other one. So let me go ahead. Awesome. Brighton Avenue, Dallas, Texas. And then, awesome. And then, you'll get an invoice here in about 10 seconds. As soon as you get it, I'm not going to stick around because I know you want to get things going here. You probably have things going with your family, but, you click on it. It just takes you to everything in writing, your terms and everything we're including with the package. And, absolutely. There's also a section where it asks you to sign on the bottom. And once you do that, it just locks in the discounted rate. And I'm also going to send over just a YouTube video of the tracking and reporting dashboard. Just to make sure you can kind of, just check that out. It's one of my favorite tools that's included. But, man, I'm not sure what I have here. I'm sorry.
You put my name, S-Y-L-V-I-A, and then Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A.
Got it. Yeah, let me just make sure. So S-Y-L-V-I-A, and then.
Uh-huh. And then it's G-U-E-R-R-A.
Yep, that's what I have. It's really weird. I'm not sure. And then just to make sure I have the card correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
5118-9700-1855-6631.
Got it. And 524, right? The expiration?
Yes.
Let
me see.
And then 286?
Wait a minute. Maybe that's a 5. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on because maybe I gave you the wrong
security. No worries. Take your time. Yeah, it's okay.
Let me go put my glasses on because I'm trying not to wear them, and I need them to. I can't see those little numbers.
Me too. I have them prescribed, and I hardly wear them because I don't like how it looks with them on.
Yeah, it's 286.
286, okay. Let me go ahead and resubmit this. Let me just double check. So 5 of 24, 286. Awesome. And then it's Sylvia Guerra, and that's 1224 South Bryant Avenue, Dallas, Texas, right?
They had yesterday when I went to the store, he rang all my stuff up in the machine, gave me the receipt that it went through, but I was walking outside with the stuff that I had bought, and they come running after me because on their end on the machine, it said it was declined. My card was declined, so I called the bank, and I hope they didn't put a hold on it or something.
Oh, like, you know what? My bank does that, too. Yeah, absolutely. My bank does that all the time.
I need to call them right now. If it doesn't go in through right now,
Close. Yeah, give them a call. And what I could do is sometimes they send you a text. My bank does it where it kind of gives you like an X to authorize the transaction or O to cancel or kind of discontinue. So if you got a message, let me know.
I'm surprised they haven't sent me a text. It's because they sent me a text on earlier when I was trying to order something online. They sent me a text to ask me if I was using my card, and I told them yes, and they sent me a text back saying that, okay, you can use your card now.
Oh, good. Okay. That might be something that they're probably just putting a little hold on just to make sure that you approve the transaction. But, give them a call. And then what I'll do is I'll wait about 20 minutes here, and I'll let you kind of talk to them. I'm not going to call you or anything like that. I'll just go ahead and process the payment. But if anything pops up or it doesn't go through or anything like that, I'll just call you tomorrow morning at 9, and we'll kind of go from there, and we'll kind of go, see what the issue is, if we can update the listing or update the card, and then we'll kind of go from there with you guys' profile. Oh. But that might be something that happens all the time. So, that might be an issue. But, Jack, try to give him a call, and I'll go ahead and try to process payment here in about 20 minutes for you. No problem.
Okay. All right. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.